full year.
And that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Lookup.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. First of all, thanks so much for tuning in. I always appreciate your time. In the last episode, I talked about how to start your own business. I hope you got a chance to listen to that. It's a topic I really enjoy, which isn't much different than today. On today's episode of Exploring Mind and Body, I'm talking about college athletes. I have to give a shout out to my man, Chris, who let me know him in passing. He's been listening to the show. Thanks very much, Chris. Those comments, however brief, really make my day and push me to get better on the show each time I'm on. So this show was partly inspired by you. Concerning college athletes, oh boy, do I have a lot to share. I'm going to tell you my story and some experiences I went through as a college athlete. I'm going to talk about food, supplements, and mindset. Again, I'm excited to talk about this topic. I hope you're ready for a fantastic show, all directed towards college athletes. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
You know, the thing about college athletes is they have a gift and often don't even know it. Not everyone can be an athlete. Not everyone has the skills, motivation, determination, or naturally gifted athletic ability to be on the court, field, gym, or rink. I know there's hundreds of thousands of people that wish they could have played high school sports. Out of them, there's hundreds of thousands of people that wish they could be a college athlete. And the list goes on. Of course, there's pros, then there's all-stars, then Hall of Famers. And what do you have when you're finished? A whole lot of people wishing they had the ability that many others had. There's not much more that drives me crazy than when I see a college athlete at the gym talking, wandering around, lifting a few weights, and then going home. I wish they could sit across from someone that never had the opportunity they had. Maybe someone that hung out in the wrong crowd and chose a different path. Someone that couldn't afford to go to college. Someone that wasn't good enough to play. Each and every one of these people would say it's a blessing to go to school and be able to play sports. They'd say, "I wish I was you," or "I'd give anything to compete at this level." And the tragedy of all this is most athletes would shrug their shoulders and not think much about what they've been given. Granted, many athletes work for what they have. There's more that cruise around, have no idea how fortunate they are, and squander their opportunity. I played with incredible baseball players in college. I went to college in California, one of the top three baseball states in America. Of course, in California, they'd tell you they were number one. I played with guys that were good enough to go pro, no questions asked. They were good enough to be on TV and shine, but they had no idea their potential. They had no idea what they were giving up by not working hard, by not going to school, by not showing up early and leaving late for practice. The saddest part is they'll never know. I'm not sure many of them had the brains to realize what they gave up, so that's probably a blessing in disguise. I train at a gym with college athletes. I grew up in a gym, on the field and surrounded by college athletes, and it wasn't that long ago. I know exactly what it is they're thinking. I know what they do when they work out, what they eat when they go home to their apartment or their dorm room, and I know how they feel afterwards. Some of them, I wish I could shake, just for a second. Yes, I said shake. Of course, hindsight is always 20/20. But I have the luxury of saying I always left everything I had wherever I was, whether it be on the field, gym, or classroom. In the classroom, I studied hard. I wasn't a great student by any means. I often worked hard just to stay in class, to stay on the field. I left the gym in pain just about every workout. I was always one of the first to show up and one of the last to leave at practice. I practiced how I played, didn't take time off, and never took what I had for granted. No, I'm not on TV getting paid millions, but I'll never have to sit back and wonder what if. I'll never have to think if I tried just a little harder, if I stayed a little longer at practice. Nothing keeps me up at night, I can promise you that. When I was in Australia, I dove for a ball one practice in the playoffs and broke my finger and my hand. Some of the guys I talked to later couldn't believe I broke my hand in practice in the playoffs, no less. You know what the thing was? I didn't know how to take a playoff. I didn't know how to take it easy. Every hit to my position, in practice or not, was like a game. I was going full tilt, and that's who I was. So yeah, I broke my hand. It wasn't the best idea, given the time frame, but I wouldn't take it back, and I wouldn't change how I played. But if I could give one small suggestion, if I could offer an ounce of advice to any athlete that may be listening, I'd say take advantage of what you have. Stay late. If you think you're playing hard, play harder. Show up early. Hit the weights like you should. And don't take a day for granted, because you only have so long to be a college athlete. It'll be over in the blink of an eye. And when it's all said and done, when those 4 or 5 years are over, you'll be the only one looking back in the mirror knowing the truth. Could you have moved on? Did you want to? Did you put the work in, time, and effort it takes? Many will leave with excuses. Few will move forward, but deep down, only you'll know why. You'll have your whole life to say, I was a college athlete, and only a few moments to live it. All right, when we come back, I'm going to take you through my story, how I became a college athlete, and what I did to stay there.
Exploring mind and body with True Forms, True Tadia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, True Tadia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
All right, we're back with a new segment in which I want to share my story with you. I won't get into too many details, but I promise you, I know exactly how hard it is to be a college athlete, find a team to play for, and be good enough to stay there. When a college athlete is invited to play on a team, when they are welcomed to tryouts, or finally make the cut, sometimes there are literally thousands of other athletes that wanted that position. Sometimes an athlete works hard for that position, and other times they kind of walk into it. The fact remains, there are thousands of other athletes getting cut every day. There are thousands of rejection letters being sent out and opened, and dreams being crushed. For you to make the team, to be a part of something, to be welcomed as an athlete at a learning institution is nothing more than a blessing. And I use blessing not in the religious sense, more so in the fortunate sense. It's true though, you could be in a big institution. It could be a tiny junior college, but that doesn't matter. I know for a fact, athletes are getting turned down every day to play for a team. So now you make a team. Now that you're welcome there, it's time to put the work in. Growing up in Canada, being an all-around athlete, I had no idea about college sports. All I knew was I wanted to play them. I wanted to be a part of them. I watched college football on TV for as long as I can remember. Even before I knew what the game meant, I saw the screaming fans, the cheerleaders, the celebration dances, and heard the bands playing in the background. From an early age, I was hooked. My dream was to play college sports, period. Unfortunately, things didn't work out quite that way. But nonetheless, I had some pretty cool adventures. Starting out, I sent out hundreds of letters to schools I thought I'd like to go to. One after another, a rejection letter came back in the mail. I had no idea most of the athletes that come to play for their college are recruited, which means someone watched them play in high school and liked what they saw, so they invited them to try out. Honestly, I don't know what was going through my mind after each letter came back as a failure, but I wasn't deterred. To make a long story short, California was where I always wanted to go, so I packed up my bags, held tightly to my bat and glove, and was off to the Sunshine State. Once again showing up, I didn't know most players were recruited to tryouts. The thought of not making the team never entered my mind. Thinking back, I have no idea what I would have done if I didn't make it. I suppose that wasn't an option though. Speeding through memory lane, I made the team, and not only that, but as a starter, and went on to play pretty well. The part of the story I want to emphasize is how I stayed on the field, how I was able to compete at this level. Again, growing up in the long Canadian winters, we didn't play much baseball. I was busy playing other sports, which certainly didn't help my baseball career later on. We played a total of 16 games in high school. Can you believe that? It's hard to imagine. 16 games. I played more games in practice winter ball in my first year in California than I did my entire high school career. Mind-boggling. Thinking back, how could I possibly compete with guys that played all year round? They had more reps, more games, more coaching, more practice. And there I was, wide-eyed and open-mouthed, and I didn't care. I was good enough to play, and that's all I needed. It wasn't all peaches and cream, I can tell you that. More than a few times, I thought about coming back home. In fact, many athletes do. They leave for a foreign country and go back home because it's too hard. Well, for me, that wasn't good enough. This was my dream. I had to find a way no matter what. So how did I do that? Stay right there. When I come back, I'll tell you exactly how.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadian. Brought to you in part by Curves Complete, the whole solution that makes burning fat as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get exercise, meal plan, and coaching for $14.95 a week. Call Curves and Olds at 403-556-5992 to schedule a free, no-obligation appointment.
So how did I stay on the field? How was I able to compete with players that had more reps, more experience, and more coaching? I can't say determination didn't have anything to do with it, but I can tell you, I didn't take one moment for granted. I knew how many players wished they were me. I knew how hard I'd need to work to stay there, and that's exactly what I did. I had to find my edge. It wasn't good enough being a good athlete anymore, not with all the talent I was surrounded by. So I turned to the weight room and nutrition magazines, and that's where I found my edge. That's where my passion came to life. I spent hours in the gym. If I wasn't in the gym, I had my nose in a nutrition magazine. And then to the kitchen, learning how to prepare foods that would supplement my body. Learning how to nutritionize so I could keep my body performing on the field at an optimal level. This was my dedication to my sport, my dream. Before long, my teammates would come to me for advice. How to get stronger, how to get faster, how to gain weight, how to lose weight. I was the guy when it came to nutrition because I was always learning about it. I was always teaching myself and experimenting on my own body. At that time, I had no idea it would turn into my profession, but I suppose we never do. So that's how I found my edge. That's how I was able to compete at that level, move on to higher levels, and play and compete against professionals, Olympic athletes, and travel the world following the game I love. And there's nothing to say you can't either. I harp on health, nutrition and fitness, especially when it comes to athletes, because I was there. I know what an advantage they have if they paid more attention to what they ate, how they supplement with food before workouts or before games, and how quickly their body will recover. Early on in my career, I had some hamstring issues, which I'm sure had a reason to do with why my nose was always in a health magazine or in the gym. I wanted to get stronger. I wanted to stay on the field and be healthy. I wanted to be one of those athletes you could rely on because injuries are so apparent in sports. If you can't rely on a player to be there all the time, you can't rely on them to play. It's that simple. So going through some injuries earlier in my career made me stronger, made me want to get better. And that's exactly what I did. It didn't take long, but once I figured out how to nutritionize my body with proper food, how to eat for recovery, and how to stay on the field, I told myself I'd never go back to that training room. And you know what? I didn't. Pitchers were the worst. You baseball players know exactly what I'm talking about. But for even different sports and different positions, you'll always find those guys that want the extra attention. They always want a pill or an ice or a rub down. That wasn't me. I stayed clear of those places because I knew how to prevent instead of treat. I also believed in the mind at an early age. I read books like Thoughts Become Things by Prentice Milford and believed if I never went near a training room, if I never thought about going in there for any reason, I never have to for any reason, so I didn't. All right, let's move on to another topic in the next segment. I want to cover supplements because I'm sure there's tons of college athletes out there that have a bag full of them.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia is brought to you in part by Kathy and Connie, the new real estate team in town with Widmer Realty. Contact them today for all your real estate needs.
I was one of them, one of you. I had a bag full of supplements. Not only did I have a better understanding of food and how beneficial they are, but I knew exactly what every mainstream supplement did. I could tell you what you need to help burn body fat, what supplement will help you recover faster, how to gain more muscle, whatever it was, you name it. I was your guy when it came to supplements. At that time, I considered supplements food. I considered them a necessity to perform better, to get bigger, stronger, faster. And although they can help, what comes along with them certainly wasn't worth it. I'm not embarrassed to say my bag looked like a pharmacy of supplements. I read about them. I experimented with them. And in all honesty, I had no idea what I was doing to my body. All I knew was this athlete was promoting them or this magazine said to take them. So I did. I was full of red meat, Because, of course, that's the only way to gain muscle. Dairy products, the same. I filled myself with cottage cheese, drank cow's milk by the gallon, and that's how I got through each day. That's kind of who I became. It wasn't until later I started paying attention to what were in the products. I can't say for sure what the turning point was, but there came a time when I started to wonder, do I really need this? And what else is in that? Honestly, I think part of it had to do with money. I started reading ingredients and wondered how I could make my own because the supplements were so expensive. I was a college athlete. We didn't have any money. In one instance, I read labels and saw arginine is in most pre-workout products. So I looked around to see where I could find a more natural source of arginine. It didn't take much research to find out pea protein was high in arginine. So I used that protein for a pre-workout shake. A side note, pea protein gets a bad rap for being hard to digest and even causes gas. I didn't have any problems with it, but that might be something you want to consider if you're thinking about moving to a natural pea protein, for example. I also found out that I could simply buy a pre-arginine supplement and use that before workouts. That's just a short example of what I chose. I wanted to know what I was putting in my body. And if you read the back of some of those containers, or most of those containers, I guarantee you, you'll find a long list of ingredients you can't read or spell. The toxins, refined sugar, and who knows what, is enough for me to stay away. I don't use supplements. I rarely take anything in pill form. I look to whole foods to supplement my body. At that time, we didn't know what the long-term side effects of our choices were. And probably we still won't till years later. At that time, I didn't care. I certainly do now. But I'd imagine most athletes would do anything for an edge, which of course can be found in food. But that's pretty difficult to get across. The point of the matter is, I may have gained a lot, meaning muscle mass, and maybe a few other things, but I sacrificed more. Down the road, who knows how much. But my body was filled with supplements, red meat, dairy, you name it. I did exactly what the industry told me to do. They didn't tell me. At some point, I'd get so big I could hardly move. At 5'10", 210 pounds, I had a hard time lifting my arms over my head. I lifted heavier weights than football players, and I didn't even play football. I was nasally, didn't sleep much, and thought all that was normal. You know what the thing was? It was my normal, and I didn't know any different. Not that long ago, someone asked me what this new supplement was on the market. I said, I have no idea. He said, what? Used to be my go-to guy. A little bit of pride crept in because the truth is, I don't know much about supplements anymore. But my knowledge of food grows daily. I experiment with new foods every day. Spices, herbs, and teas and flavoring. I love it. I love to see what food does to my body and how I can benefit from it. It's the reason I designed Complete Truth Protein, which is a whole food supplement. It's the reason I teach and talk about food every chance I get. To be quite honest, I've never felt better. I rarely don't feel well, which I talk about in episode 109, titled Not Feeling Well. I sleep like a rock and wake up with more energy than any supplement could give me. I hope at some point more college athletes will turn to food rather than supplements to help them perform better.
Exploring mind and body would not be possible without help from the French Learning Center. The French Learning Center, offering tutoring, French day camps, adult classes, and more. Contact Dorothy Keith for more information at 403-586-5714. That's 586-5714. The French Learning Center, a proud supporter of Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia.
It's October, school started not that long ago, and there's new athletes in town, bright-eyed and ready to take the world on. I remember what that was like, feeling like nothing's out of your reach, like nothing's impossible. There's something special about the innocence and vulnerability of a college athlete. Welcome all new and returning athletes. I hope you enjoy your time here in Olds. We have a great facility, one that most colleges can offer, so get some use out of it. Come early and stay late. Leave with no regrets for the work you put in. Get something out of school. Show up. Get your work done and hand it in. Because you never know when you'll need what you're learning, even though many of you think you'll never use it. Supplement with food. Learn how beneficial food can be and how it will help you recover and stay healthy. Health Street, a sponsor of the show, and the college for that matter, is a great resource in the community. And you'll get more information than you can handle each time you visit. So visit often. All right, that's all we have for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm often weary about sharing my stories and saying I did this or I did that. In fact, when I first started, besides the first show, I didn't ever. And when talking with clients, I never talk about myself. In fact, it usually makes me feel uncomfortable. But I hope you enjoy my stories, and I hope you can learn from me, from where I've been and my experiences. I have a long, drawn-out athletic career, which I didn't even scrape the surface on today. But being fortunate enough to travel the world, learn new cultures and experiences, successes and failures, I hope that's something I can bring to you. Things that I've gone through and things that I've learned can help you be a better you. I want to leave you with a quote that was inspired by a friend of mine, an athlete and someone that's inspirational in her own rights. The mindset of an athlete is built around failure. You may not believe it now, but you'll soon understand this statement holds true. Failure gives you strength. It builds you stronger than you ever thought possible. Failure shows you that limits are impossible. What's success without failure? What's failure without success? Failure is your friend. It makes success what it is. Your achievements, your goals, the sweat and the motion that goes into each workout, each game, or each competition is fueled by failure. The mindset of an athlete is formed before she enters the gym. It's a conscious decision that everything will be left there, that day, that exercise, that rep. Today is the only day that matters. And before she enters the gym, she chooses a higher power. One that sides with failure. One that treads on defeat. One that won't let her quit. Don't fear failure. Embrace it. Hold it close. Let it be your ally. Let it make you better, stronger, faster. If you choose failure as a tool, if you believe in it as much as it believes in you, new heights will be your destination. I succeed because I'm not afraid to fail over and over again. This is the mindset of an athlete. Choose it just as it chooses you. Once again, thank you for taking the time to listen. Check us out on iTunes if you get a chance. Show notes will be at exploringmindandbody.com/collegeathletes. Thanks to my producer, Jameson Brown. One last time, thank you. That's it. I'm gone. I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.